It's a wonderful and bizarre sensation to come back somewhere after 10 years that you love so much and you have such a huge feeling of home and familiarity for. At the risk of sounding like a horrendous geek, not that I am, it's that Han Solo moment, that moment where he comes out of the carbonite and all his memories hit him at once. Getting off the train is kind of like that. You get off your secure environment and you walk out into a place where there are memories in every stone, every brick, every statue, every building, every street. It's not exactly as it was. They've redeveloped a lot of it. Two of the places I used to work in actually have been torn down. But I walk the streets here and I look at places I was happy, places I was sad, places I've lived, places I've worked. There are so many people, so many ghosts, good ghosts, walking these streets. It's all a bit overwhelming. I'm about to go down to my mate's house to get horribly beard up. They did say they would come and meet me, they would cook me dinner, yada yada yada, bless them. But I needed an hour by myself to just get that Han Solo moment out of my system. To not be overwhelmed by the deluge of memories. To not talk myself into moving back here. Not that I would take Isaac out of school. But just to let it settle. To look round and realise that yes, I love it here. But no, I don't want to come back.